Hello, welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. If you are like most, you are here because you want to gain insights on how to best scale a business. To achieve optimum scaling, many metrics are important. Sales, leads, cost of customer acquisition, gross revenues. However, as you know, no statistic is as important as profits, both net and gross. For over a decade, your host, Richard Doherty, has helped his clients increase their profits, often turning them into profit-rich winners. To help listeners like you achieve stellar profits in business, Richard has written an ebook entitled Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It includes profit-making advice from Richard, as well as some of the top guests he's had on the podcast. Just for listening, it is yours free. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. Now, over to the show with Richard Doherty, founder and host.
Hello, I'm Richard, a change and transformation consultant and self-confessed fintech enthusiast. And today, we continue our series looking at the evolution of fintech in 2023.
And really excited to have Saleh on the show today. He's the country director at the Open Banking Exchange. And more importantly, he's out in Saudi right now. So really happy and excited to have you on the show today. Saleh, welcome.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you for having me. Looking forward.
Brilliant. And, you know, I've been asking all my guests over the last few weeks a particular question when we kick off the show. And it's this, what excites you about fintech in 2023?
Actually, it's very excited time here in Saudi Arabia. I mean, in general, the economy, we have the vision of 2030, which has about 12 realization programs, one of which is the Financial Services Development Program. This Financial Services Development Program, part of one of the main pillar is the FinTech strategy, which been approved earlier this year. And we will see a continuous implementation of this strategy. Also, we can see expecting a lot of more fintech company, more players to come, either from Saudi Arabia or global player to establish themselves in this big markets. Also, one of the things that we have the open banking program by Saudi Central Bank, SAMA, which earlier this month, they published the framework and the standards. So that's phase one, which is the main foundation for that. So we expect them to see that continuing and to see more moving to phase two. Also, I think more and more investment in this space.
Yeah, so you know, it seems like a lot of things are going on right now. And you mentioned, you know, it's a big market. And, you know, with that being said, can you give us a view of the size of the market, of the opportunity in that market?
Right now, we talk about 4 or 5 billion of, the overall fintech market. On the population here in Saudi Arabia, it's about 35 million. And it's, the potential is unlocked. So part of the fintech strategy to increase the fintech players from 120 plus to about 500 companies, also to add about 13 billion to the GDP of the country by 2025.
So some really great objectives there. And obviously, it sounds like fintech is really cornerstone to achieving some of those objectives. So if we look back 12 months, what changes have taken place in Saudi Arabia to make this initiative sort of kickstart and really start motoring along?
We see it from different perspective. We see it from regulatory perspective. Central Bank issued the third only digital bank license earlier this year. And also in earlier this year as well, we have the Ministerial Council approved the FinTech strategy, which is the main drive for the industry. We have seen a lot of resolutions from the regulators regarding For instance, the crowdfunding about, for instance, Capital Markets Authority opened FinTech Lab for the security token application for people to test this technology. Also, the FinTech Sandbox at Capital Sama has been, the framework has been updated. In the community, we've seen a couple of acquisitions, FinTech acquiring other FinTech. We have seen also significant increase in the investment in the FinTechs, whether it's in a pre-seed, seed, or even in the growth. We see a couple of companies that are coming as part of the strategy to make the Saudi as a regional FinTech hub. In terms of FinTech Saudi, which is the catalyst, we see them very, very active. They are doing a lot of events, a lot of workshops. So that's very, very excited. Many resolutions from the regulators has and many frameworks that improve the industry.
And it sounds like you mentioned some of those components that actually make up the ecosystem in Saudi Arabia. You mentioned the open banking program at Sama, also the central bank initiative, the fintech strategy that was approved, also some of the sandboxing initiatives that have been laid out. Other than those ones we just mentioned, what other components have been put in place to really support this initiative going forward?
Actually, we've seen, we have the regulator, which the regulators, which are the Saudi Central Bank, SAMA, and we have the Capital Market Authority. Also, we have the Financial Services Development Program. The catalyst is Saudi FinTech, where they are facilitating the industry. In addition to that, we have a couple of initiatives like Saudi Venture Capital Company, which is fund of fund that promoting funds where we see a new venture capital fund coming into that space. We see also the technology providers, they are playing in that space. And of course, the most important are the entrepreneurs and fintechs, as well as the banks and financial institutions in general.
And, you know, you mentioned the Saudi FinTech Association. How do they facilitate the ecosystem? Are there events that are going on? Are there speakers that come in and talk about certain topics? What exactly are the different, maybe there's programs in place to help entrepreneurs on their journey of building up different types of platforms? What exactly are they doing to facilitate the industry?
Well, the short answer is all the above. Let's go a bit back. Saudi FinTechs, it's an initiative established by SAMA, Saudi Central Bank, and Capital Markets Authority back in 2018 as a FinTech catalyst. And they provide a lot of training. They are doing a lot of tour around the country, which to raise the awareness of fintechs. They have the hub, which is a co-working space for entrepreneur and for the new fintechs. Also, they have the accelerating programs, which is specialized, of course, for fintech, as well as they are doing a lot of training in collaboration with the universities. They are helping young Saudis to do their co-op internship in either in fintechs, financial institutions. So basically, they are very active in the fintech space and they are moving quite progressively.
Want to increase the profits in your business? Download Richard's ebook right now, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It will help you find new ways to increase your profits. Best of all, it's free. Go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.
And I assume they also maybe a landing place for entrepreneurs and companies coming from abroad that want to get embedded with the fintech ecosystem. They're a soft landing place and allows those companies or individuals to at least get an understanding of the ecosystem. What opportunities are there, right?
Yes, absolutely. There is huge opportunities, whether it's in the payment, in the open banking, in private investment as well as in the insurtech. So it depends, and frankly, in the Sigma. Also, the cybersecurity, digital entity, onboarding, and all those has a huge potential. And definitely, it's, those companies just, they should just do the in-depth market analysis and take it from there.
And if companies or individuals are, you know, I'm thinking of the listeners out there, you know, a lot of my listeners are in the UK or out in Europe and, you know, out into the US. If they're thinking of looking at opportunities, looking at potentially coming into and collaborating with the ecosystem in Saudi, what's the best way for them to engage in that? Is it through the associations that you mentioned? Are there other components they need to think about? What advice would you give to them?
Absolutely. I think once they decided to come after they are doing, after they do their homework in terms of market analysis, in terms of targeted Sigma and light of those, definitely the system allow welcoming for investment, so they can come and 100% own the company. However, I see a lot of companies, once they come, they prefer to find their partner. So it's just to take the shortcut for them. But definitely they can, it depends if it's more to the investment side of it, they can go directly to Capital Market Authority. If it's relevant to a central bank, they can go to the central bank directly. If it's needed, they can go through the sandbox. If not, then they can apply for the license immediately. As you know, that it's we are working in a heavily regulated industry. Therefore, definitely, FinTech Saudi there, and they can help facilitate with that. I see the majority of company prefer to partner with FinTechs or a technology company just to make it faster and to take the shortcut yourself.
Yeah, and you know, as we wrap up this session, what do you see as the key trends in the FinTech ecosystem in Saudi as we move into 2023? What are the key topics or technologies that folk out there are talking about?
I would guess we will see more development in the open banking. We see the second phase of that, and we'll see how it will affect the market. Also, I think AI for finance, it's a very good topic that I see people, and it's a huge trend, as well as distributed ledger technology as well. So I think in those areas, I see a lot of development.
Okay, brilliant. And you know, if folks want to get in touch with you or anyone in the ecosystem, what's the best way that they can do that?
Well, personally, they can get in touch with me in my social media, for instance, and on LinkedIn or through emails. I can share that with you as well. For the fintechs and other entities, through their website, definitely, and they are really good in responding and interacting with those emails.
Brilliant. Okay, Salad, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really interesting diving into the world that you live in the fintech and all what's going on in the fintech ecosystem in Saudi Arabia. For everyone out there, thanks for joining us today, and really looking forward to you joining us again next week, where we continue our discussion with fintech leaders and financial services leaders on what the fintech ecosystem looks like in 2023. See you soon.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you for listening to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. Please take advantage of the free gift Richard has waiting for you. It's his new ebook, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.